This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Manager threatens employee, what it reveals about power. When a threat is the message, what this workplace blow-up teaches about power and communication. What happened? A worker got pulled into a co-worker's dispute over note-taking and suddenly found themselves facing a manager's threat to destroy their career. The employee had no clear role in the original conflict, yet the manager chose escalation over inquiry, turning a minor workplace misunderstanding into a full-scale intimidation event. The employee went to Reddit, looking for someone to tell them what to do next. The communication angle. Here is the lesson, and it is not subtle threats are not communication. They are the complete breakdown of it. When a manager says, "I will destroy your career," they have revealed something important. They have no actual argument. A person with a legitimate grievance and real authority uses facts, consequences, and clarity. They say, "This behavior violates policy X, and here is what happens next." A person who leads with a threat has already lost the substantive argument. They are running on fear because reason ran out. The employee here made a common mistake that I see constantly. They accepted the framing. When someone powerful says something frightening, most people go into freeze mode. They start defending themselves against the threat instead of naming what is actually happening. That is the trap. The moment you defend yourself against "I'll destroy your career," you've granted that statement legitimacy. You are now playing the manager's game on the manager's terms. The right move is to change the frame immediately. Not aggressively, not emotionally. Calmly and precisely. Something like, "I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. Are you telling me there will be professional consequences for something I did, or are you expressing frustration?" That question does three things. It forces specificity, it removes the emotional charge, and it puts the speaker on record. Vague threats survive in the dark. Specific statements have to be defended. Documentation is not just a legal tool here, it is a communication tool. Writing down exactly what was said, when, and who is present is how you shift the power balance without raising your voice. It signals, "I'm taking this seriously, and I'm treating it as a matter of record." That signal alone changes how most people proceed. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on handling high-stakes conversations gives you a framework for what I call reframing under pressure, the specific skill of taking a conversation that has gone off the rails and redirecting it toward clarity without escalating the emotion. The technique is simple. The nerve to use it takes practice. But once you have it, vague threats stop feeling like walls and start feeling like open doors. The takeaway. The next time someone in a position of power says something threatening or vague, do not respond to the emotion of it. Respond to the content. Ask one clarifying question that forces them to be specific. Write down the answer. You will either discover there is no real substance behind the threat most common, or you will have the exact words you need to take to HR or a lawyer. Either way, you win by staying precise when they are being sloppy. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorn.com to get your copy.